Good morning, how we doing? Happy Friday. Excuse me. Today I want to talk about never reaching your peak. Never peaking. Sounds mad to say, right? But let me explain. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through or watching, please do let me know in the comments. Say morning, join the community, leave a love heart, or drop a share. I'd massively appreciate it. It's what makes this community bigger and bigger and bigger, right? It's a community of men moving forwards together. So, first of all, tomorrow we launch the tickets for the Remember the Mission seminar. We are already at 65% capacity, having just launched my Mastermind members group and the priority list, and been having some, if you like, apocalyptic thoughts of it just being me and my two guest speakers. But tomorrow we will be launching tickets. I'll do a little video in the morning to let you know when that's open. It's going to be an incredible day. It's going to be an incredible day to meet all of the guys, all of you that have been watching. Hopefully you can come up to Birmingham and make it. We can shake hands, have a bro hug, and get you on the straight and narrow, ready for 2022. Anyway, back to today's show. So we're going to be talking about never reaching your peak. Now, I want to tell you a quick story about when I run my 100-mile race. When in 2017, it was my first 100-mile race. And I was training really hard for it. I trained for 9 months for this 100-mile race. And my training schedule was like this. Everything else went with it. You know, my business mind, my role as a father went up. We had Alba. And I was really reaching my peak, right? I was like, all the way up to the top here. And I did the 100 milers. And I completed my 100 miles in like 25 and a half hours, something like that. It was an incredible day. I did nothing for 9 months after. Nothing. And that is because I reached my peak. I train like this, on this curveball that goes up and up and up and up, and at the very top, I plummeted. Like anybody who walks up Everest, comes down the other side. Whenever you reach a peak you're aiming for, what do? You come back down, all right? Now, the key thing here is that I never reset my peak. My peak was doing the 100 miler, but after that, I never reset it. And I feel that when we reach our peak, if we are like on it with your nutrition or your training or your mindset or your marriage or your career or your personal development, you're smashing it in, you feel like you're on top of your game, that big C word comes in. That huge word, complacency. Now, complacency is the killer of momentum. Complacency is the thing that makes us feel a false sense of security, right? It's an ever-growing process, us as individuals learning to be elite operators, learning to be hungry for life, learning to be happy, being a great father, being a great husband, having a great job, feeling really healthy. That chase, that journey, that process, that never ends until, well, I kind of feel until I can't do it anymore because of illness or I die. So, you know, I'm 43 next month. I'm not even halfway. I'm pushing on for 100, hopefully. So I've got a long journey ahead of me. So I have to be careful when and where I peak. Now, there will be times when I have downtimes, when I relax the standard. Okay, because if you're always chasing your peak, if you're always readjusting that peak, you're always setting your goals higher. And whenever I talk about somebody being an 8, 9 or 10 out of 10 when they do their life audit, what I usually say to people is, if you're getting to 10, you should never score yourself 10. If you're getting to that point where you feel you're a 10, it's time to up the level. It's time to up the way you're performing. Because when we up to the next step, to the next level, we have to up our game a little bit more. And that usually means that we drop a little bit in our score because we've got to readjust, we've got to evaluate, we've got to change the process, up our routine, up the ante, change the way that we work in our state of mind and reconfigure the mission. Because when we hit that, we never want to hit that 10. When we hit about a 9 and we're like, my God, I'm nearly a 10 out of 10. Nope. Raise the game, raise the standard. If you're definitely that point, then you should be looking at it and going, man, I've got the self-awareness to realise that, you know, I'm nearly there. Most people that say to me, at the end of the 28 days, I've learned so much, I've got this, I'm going to smash this by myself, end up coming down and crashing because they've reached a peak and they haven't learned the in-depth process of readjusting that peak, readjusting their limits. And because they've reached the limits, then there is nowhere else to go other than down. And then they end up coming back 6 months later. And it's the same with the mastermind. It's the same for anything. For me, it really takes a year. It takes 365 days for men to change. And that's to be able to learn this process, what I'm talking about. Learn about the cycle of showing up. To talk about the cycle of pushing your limits, pushing your boundaries, understanding when you are becoming complacent, why you're becoming complacent, and how to adjust. So listen, we are always chasing a peak. And this is the thing, I don't want you to beat yourself up about it. I don't want it to affect your confidence or your motivation. I hate that word, inspiration. Your emotional connection, your emotional drive to keep showing, you know, constantly change the game. Always pushing for the next standard. It's one of the lessons I learned early. Never, ever peak. Because you're always chasing that peak. And when you're chasing the peak, you're in the process. You're in the elite operator mindset. You're showing up. That's it. That's me done for the week. Guys, I will be live tomorrow to open up the doors for the Remember the Mission seminar. I have a tooth extraction and two implants inserted into my gum this morning. So I'm going to sedate myself with a bottle of gin beforehand. But thank you for watching, guys. I really appreciate you being a part of this community. I would love to hear from you what you thought of this video. How long you've been following us for? Just be part of the group, and it's going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible to be able to see you in Birmingham, okay, and shake your hand and meet. And I think we're planning a few drinky poos in Birmingham afterwards as well. A few gins if you're able to stick around. So it's going to be a great day, and. The book is nearly done. The formatting is done. We're just getting the final front cover sorted. And then the book is due, I reckon, 4 or 5 weeks. Not far away from it all coming, guys. Appreciate your patience. Have a good day.